Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about asceticism, which in Arabic we call zuhud. Zuhud or asceticism is, as you know, one of the cardinal Islamic virtues or morals. Asceticism is a disposition. It's a feeling of the soul. And this feeling and disposition, it manifests itself in restraint from the pleasures of this world. This is one of the virtues that Islam advises us to do. Now, let's look at what the Holy Quran says about this beautiful trait. The Quran says, "So that you may not grieve for what escapes you, or exult for what comes your way. And Allah does not like any swaggering braggart." Now, as you can see in this verse, the Quran clearly describes asceticism as a feeling, a disposition, a disregard for the things of this world, not only the pains and the grief of this world, but also the pleasures and the happiness and the beauties of this world. Now, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he describes asceticism and zuhud in a very beautiful manner. Let's look at what he says here in this hadith. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Asceticism is the key to the door of the hereafter and immunity from the fire. And it is to abandon all those things that preoccupy you from Allah." So here in this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, first he alludes to the otherworldly result of asceticism, and he defines it, meaning we have to abandon things that preoccupy us from Allah. Neither, what is this result in, this abandoning, or how does it manifest itself? The Imam says, "Neither experiencing regret upon their loss, nor self-admiration for having abandoned them, nor awaiting deliverance from them, nor seeking praise on account of them, and nor anything else in exchange for them. Rather, you see their loss as a source of comfort and their presence as a source of misfortune, such that you consistently run away from misfortune and seek refuge in comfort." What a beautiful way that the Imam has described asceticism in a disregard for the pains and the pleasures of this world. If something bad happens to a person, he's not saddened by it, he's not disheartened by it. And if something good comes his way, he's not, he doesn't become proud at it, he is not overly, cheerful about it. Rather, he simply gives thanks for this, his blessing and bounty that Allah has bestowed upon him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at asceticism in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل
صلِّ على محمدٍ وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمدٍ وآل